Welcome to CCK Live. My name is Nicholas Briggs, and in this video, we're going to be discussing three ways that VA can take away or reduce your benefits. So when are VA disability benefits protected? Before we discuss the ways in which VA can take away your benefits, it's helpful to understand the scenarios under which VA can't take them away. So there are several types of protected ratings. First, there's the stabilized ratings rule, or the five-year rule. If your rating's been in place for 5 years or more, VA has to meet more rigorous standards in order to reduce your benefits. There's also VA's 10-year rule, which is if a service connection's been in place for 10 years, they can't sever it without evidence of fraud. Continuous ratings that have been in place for 20 years or more can't be reduced. Veterans who are 55 years or older are presumed to be permanent total. And then 100% ratings are also entitled to certain special protections. So what are three ways that VA can take away your benefits? First and foremost, VA can schedule you for re-examination. And if that examination shows improvement, then your benefits might be reduced or taken away entirely. So first, if VA believes that a veteran's condition has improved or that it's not permanent to begin with, they typically order a re-examination. And then once that examination takes place and the results are, you know, sort of taken together and compared against the veteran's currently assigned rating, VA can determine that the re-examination warrants a reduction in the veteran's disability rating, which could ultimately decrease the amount of compensation they receive. So whenever VA requires re-evaluation, it's because they suspect at the beginning that the veteran's condition might improve over time, or if just upon re-examination of a non-static disability, they determine that there's been material improvement in the condition over time. So one example of this type of change would be if a veteran service-connected cancer goes into remission. In that case, because the cancer is no longer active, they're no longer entitled to that 100% rating. So the rating is just going to go down in that circumstance, and VA is going to rate based off of residuals. Notably, however, veterans always have the right to challenge these unfavorable re-examination results and any reductions that might take place, and they're able to appeal that or file a supplemental claim in order to try and get those benefits restored. Another type of reduction or discontinuance of benefits occurs when a veteran commits fraud in the initial application or misrepresentation of their claim. VA terminates benefits if there's evidence of fraud that the veteran committed when they go to obtain benefits in the first place. Evidence of fraud can include submitting false evidence, manipulating test results, or providing false statements about the severity of your condition. If a veteran is found to have committed fraud and was awarded VA disability benefits on the basis of fraudulent evidence, the veteran could have their benefits terminated altogether and even be fined by the government. And then finally, VA can often reduce benefits if they find that a prior decision was based off of clear and unmistakable error. So if VA makes a clear and unmistakable error when awarding veteran disability benefits, VA can terminate those benefits, but that often doesn't result in any kind of overpayment. It's just they realize that they made a prior mistake, and they're going back and fixing that mistake, which will ultimately result in fewer benefits for a veteran moving forward. There are several types of clear and unmistakable errors that could result in termination, but some of those types include granting benefits to a veteran who has been dishonorably discharged and is ineligible for benefits to begin with, or granting benefits to a veteran who doesn't meet the minimum requirements for service. But there are many other different types of clear errors that might happen, including assigning an effective date that's too early or assigning a rating that's too high. And in those situations, if VA can demonstrate that the error occurred, a veteran's benefits might be reduced moving forward. So to learn about rating reductions and protected ratings, feel free to check out some of our other videos where we've explored those topics in more detail. And also, please be sure to like this video and subscribe to our channel to stay updated. Thanks for watching.